You're listening to Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
We've been getting lots of terrific emails from listeners with questions for us to address on the show, and one listener wrote in to ask about my using the word emails rather than email.
That's what they say. Good morning, I'm Rebecca Kruth, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Hi, Ann.
Good morning.
This topic comes to us from a listener named Steve. Something caught Steve's ear from an episode we did a little while back. You used, and I'm sure I did too at some point, emails as the plural form of the noun email. Steve apparently uses email as both the singular and the plural form. So is there a right and a wrong here?
The good news is we're both right.
I love it when that happens.
I do too. And Steve is not alone in having this question. Almost as long as there has been email, there has been this question of what the plural of email should be. At this point, both email and emails are standard. But let me explain how we got here. Email first shows up late 1970s. The Oxford English Dictionary has a quote from 1979. And at that point, it is being used to describe a way of sending messages, a system. And people typically were sending email notes or email messages over this system. And this system was electronic mail or email. And I certainly remember the spelling confusion about this. Was the E capitalized or not capitalized? Was there a hyphen or no hyphen? And most of us had a hyphen for a long time. I now no longer use a hyphen, but it took, for example, the New York Times Style Guide until 2013 to authorize us to get rid of the hyphen. And this is relevant because part of what's happened to email is that it has drifted away from mail. In other words, email has become its own word as opposed to where it derives from, electronic mail. It's absolutely true that with mail, we talk about pieces of mail or letters.
Because we don't say mails.
Exactly. But we do say emails. And this is about countable versus uncountable nouns. Something like water is an uncountable noun. And so to count it, we talk about drops of water or glasses of water. Then you have something like letter, which is countable. So we have three letters. Now, there is a process where uncountable nouns or mass nouns become countable. And the linguist Arnold Zwicky at Stanford calls this countification. You can think about a noun like beer, which when we're describing the liquid is uncountable. But you could say, I had two beers last night.
Versus I was drinking beer last night.
Exactly. And in that case, beer, if I can say I had two beers, it means a bottle of beer, a glass of beer. It means something different. And the same thing has happened with email, that email can refer to the system, in which case it is uncountable. It can also refer to the messages that we send over email, at which point it is countable. And then it has two plural forms at this point, either three email or three emails.
Countification is such an interesting process. It's weird that that just happens as we move along with a word.
It does happen, and there are people right now who are tracking, for example, the word spam, which for me, I think, is uncountable, but you can find instances where spam refers to spam messages. And here's an example from the Oxford English Dictionary. Going back to 1995, almost all of the spams are simply deleted by the users, and clearly there, spam is countable.
I don't know that I count it, though. I don't think I'm quite there yet.
I just delete it.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. All right, well, thanks so much, Ann. And everyone out there, keep sending us those language questions via email or emails, whatever you prefer. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Ann Curzan is a professor of English at the University of Michigan. We look at the evolution of language every Sunday morning here on Weekend Edition. If you can't always catch us on Sunday, you can subscribe on iTunes. Just search for That's What They Say. And if you have a question about our ever-changing language, email us at language@michiganradio.org.